למד היומד בייס. תנו רבונן שש תקיעס תקים ערב שבס. We blow six תקיעס ערב שבס. רישיינו להבטל סאום ממלוכה שבסודס. The first תקיעה is to ensure that the עם שבסודס stop working. The second was to make sure that they stopped working in the cities. They closed the stores. Shlishis lahadlik esaner dibrei Rav Nosson. The purpose of the third tkiyeh was that they should be madlik the ner. Rav Yehuda hanosi yoimer shlishis lachloit tefillin. That they used to wear tefillin the whole day, so the third Kiyah was, they should take off the tefillin. Vishoye, and then the Baal Tekeya waits, Kedei Tzliyas Dakotn, Oikedei Lahadvik Pas Betanu, the time that it will take to be Madvik a Pas Betanu, that it should, and it should have a cross, that's what Rashi says, or the Kedei Tzliyas Dakotn, then Vitoikeya, this is the fourth kiyah, Umeiriya is the fifth kiyah, Vitoikeya, this is the sixth kiyah. Vishayves, and then the Mekabel Shabbos. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, let us skip over this Gemara, because that is on the gate to the Taisvesin, and let us go further to the Gemara. Masni lo Rav Yehuda lo Rav Yitzchak Berei, Shniye lahadlik esaner. He taught his son that the purpose of the second tkiyah is to be madlik the ner. Keman, loy ke Rav Nosson, veloy ke Rav Yehuda Hanosi. So the Gemara says no one holds that the shni is lahadlik as a ner. Loit Rav Nosson, it is the shlishis. And loit Rav Yehuda Hanosi, Rashi says that it was the revius. The shlishis was lach loit as a tefillin. And the revius was lahadlik as a ner. Elo, so the Gemara says, no, shlishis lahadlik esaner, keman kirabnos. Tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel, sheish tkiyas toikim erev Shabbos. There used to be tkiyas, six tkiyas. Hischil litkoya tkiyah rishoyne. They blew the first tkiyah, which was for the amshe besodois. Nimnu ho'imdim besodem iladir melachreish. So they all stopped working in the fields. Milasis kol meloche shebesodeis, vein akreivim rashoim likoneis ad sheyavoyu rechoikim v'yichnesu kulom keecho. And Rashi says there was a chash of marisayim, if others will come into the city 15 minutes later, so people might think that the reason they came in because they chapt arayin and did some meloche be after the first kiyah. So in order the Yisim Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael, so the farmers who were close to the city waited. They stopped working and they waited till those who were far away got up to where they were, and then they all entered the city together. Va'adayin chanuyes psuchais utrisin munochem. The stores were still open. Hischelit koyet ki yishniya. He blew the second key, which was a truet. Nistalku atrisim ninalu achenoyis. Vadayin chamim munochin al gabikire ukteiris munochis al gabikire. The food was still on the kire. Hischil litkoyat kiye shlishis. They blew the third kiye. This was kiye truat kiye. Silek hamesalek. Vehitmin hamatmin. So they took off the chamim from the kire that would be used for at night. They were matmin, the kdeira for tomorrow, v'hidlik ha-madlik, v'shoye k'dei tzliyas da'akotn, k'dei lahadvik pas petanu, v'teikeya, u'meiriya v'teikeya v'shoyevis. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Yehuda Hanosi Yoimer, shlishis lachloitz. Perish Rashi, so Rashi says, u'reviyis, and the fourth, was lahadlik esaner. V'chein mashme, the loipoli gatarti kamais. Not he holds that the second one was lahadlik esaner. The purpose of the first and second, he agrees. He only is choylik on the third, so which one was lahadlik esaner? So you have to say the fourth was lahadlik esaner. ואוי דאום על בסמוך, זה גמור עשה לידה שנייה להדליק הסנר, כמן לאי כרב נוסן, ולאי כרב יהודה הנוסי. So we see clear that according to רבי יהודה הנוסי, they were not מדליק the נר by the second one. ולכו למיימר נמי, דאף לך לאיץ תפילן קומה, maybe we'll disagree with רשי. And we'll say that ve'emesin and that lokis haner, there's no machlokis. Everyone holds the wamadlik the ner by the third kiyah. And that what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, lachloit, he means to say that the third kiyah served another purpose also. Umadlik nami bishlishes. You can't say that either. Because we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ella gimel lahadlik esaner keman kerab noson." This goes according to Rab Noson. Mashme v'loy kerab Yehuda Hanasi. So according to Rab Yehuda Hanasi, the fourth tkiye served the purpose lahadlik esaner. Because the b'seif peirik talad mises. The Gemara brings a maise as follows. Kabi shechol Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer Hagogol was sick, ba'oisei hayoyim Erev Shabbos hoyo. That Erev Shabbos, the Chachamim came to visit him, they asked the Mechila, Amayrdiki Gemara, v'nichnas hukenis b'noi lachloit tefillin, to take off his tefillin. Goar boy ovid. So Rabbi Lezer HaGadol started screaming at him, V'yotza b'nezife. So at first the Gemara says, was under the impression that Rabbi Lezer HaGadol was not b'das already. He told him, no, omalei, hayech menichin iser skili. He says, I don't understand you. It is right before Shabbos. We weren't madlik the neiris yet. So why are you going now and taking care of my tefillin? You're not being madlik the neiris. There's an iser shvus to wear tefillin. So you metapol in the tefillin and you forget about iser skila. Alme hadlokas neir kaidem lachalitzes tefillin. So it would seem the way Tosfos did not want to say that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that Adlokas Ner is by the second kiyah, and the third kiyah is for the Chalitza's tefillin. But Tosfos brought raya that is not true. So L'chaira, we see that Fakir, that Adlokas Ner is the fourth kiyah. So we see that Chalitza's tefillin is before Adlokas Ner. So what was the time of Rabbi Lezer HaGadol? The Yeshleimer Dishani Hosom. The Taisu says, on normal circumstances, Zichr the Seder is first Chalitza's Tefillin and then Adlokas Haner. But Shani Hosom, the Mishum Cholyoy, he had been very sick. Icharu Milahadlik Asaner. So it wasn't a normal Erev Shabbos. They were Ma'acher the Adlokas Haner. Levishay Yitruyim Trudim Boy. Ad Shay Yisomuch Lachasheicha. So it wasn't a normal Erev Shabbos. Ulechach Omar, so he says in such a case, Yasik Bisel Skila Koidem, so it is very late. So then you have to chaparain to make sure you're not over on an Isel Skila. Ba'adar Rabbe, Taisa says, not only is it not a kashe from Yene Gemore, Mishom Yesh Raya, the Chalitzes Tvilin Koidemis, Midarotso Hukenis Lachleitz Tvilin Koidem Adloke. That was the Tok Tegleche Seder Advarim, that they used to take off the tefillin before the Adlokas Ner. So Memele, therefore he held Tastis that this Erev Shabbos is also the same Seder. And Rabbi Lezer HaGadol told him, no, this Erev Shabbos is different. Sheisht Kiyais Kimoi Sheperish Bekuntris. The Sheish Tkiyis means not the koil was a koil of a tkiye. No, they blew a shofar six times. But the koilus work my sheperish bekuntris, shall you take him tkiya trua tkiye. Aval gav diktas mashmele kamon The shalosh rishonos tkiyos hayim, the first three kailos were tkiyos. The ktani hischil itkaya tkiya shniya. So it would seem it should have said hischil itkaya trua. So Taisa says no, lav davke nokat tkiya, but really the second kailo was tkiya trua, tkiya, tkiya trua, tkiya. V'chein moichiyach, it is smuchach like that, beperik acholo, this nan. Ein peichsin michav alef tkiyis b'migdosh. The minimum tkiyis that were blown were 21 tkiyis. Ve'ein ma'isifin al memches tkiyis. In the most, a day, that the tkiyis that were blown were 48. Ve'choshiv ba'oysay memches, if it was Erev Shabbos, shalosh lahavtil esa'om memlochim. That the Gemara reconciles these three that are Mahalafel Sa'om Imloch. But Oma Bigmore Mas Nisan the Loike Rabbi Yehuda. This number Memches, the number Chaf Aleph, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaPoiches Al Yifchais Misheva. The minimum is 7. VaMoisev Al Yosef Al Tezayin, and the maximum is 16. Now, if we hold Cheshbin, Rabbi Yehuda, the numbers of Rabbi Yehuda are a third less than the numbers of the Tanakam. Umeforish b'amai pligi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda sova tkiya, trua tkiya achasi. It was one koil. It seems there was no hefsekis between these three koilas. So memele, so was one curl. So memele, so everything is divided by three. The im gimel lahav telesa amim melache kulon tkiya is, if we will say that these gimel were lahav telesa am, that they were tkiya is, lama yerab yude marshivam kachas. So we see that this was also tkiya through a tkiya. Zach the Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Shamati, I heard, Shimbo lahadlik achar sheish tkiyis. If a person wants to be madlik after the sixth tkiyis, madlik, that means even though we learned that after the sixth tkiyis, your shayvis, chal shabbos olo, but not exactly right after the sixth kiyah. There's still a time, there's still a delay that one can still do malachas after the sixth kiyah. How did he figure this out? Sharei nosnu chachomim shiyo l'chazan ha-kneses. The one who blew the tkiyahs. Lohoylech sheifarei lebeisoi. What did he do with the sheifar? So they gave him time that he can go and take the shayif and bring it to his house. Now, when he walked his house, sometimes it can be maver dal damas b'shus haram. No, and the baltekeya is also a shaymer Shabbos. So, kochach, we have to say that there's a delay between the last kiyah and this man shvisa. So, because so if it's not Shabbos for the baltekeya, so it's not Shabbos for anyone. So the Shavis means after this gap of time that it takes for the Chazan to bring the Shaifa to his house, from then on and further, then the Zman Shvisa. But till then, one can do Melochim. So if one was not Madlik Neiris, one can still Chaparayim. Amaloi, so they tined it to Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine. It can't be like that. In Kain Nosato Dvorech L'Shiurim. So it will come out that by each Baal Tekeya will have different shiurim. Those who lived near the Mokim Atkiya, so by them Shabbos is earlier. Those who lived farther away, the Shvis is later. And Chazal never made such takonis. Elo. The whole Cheshbon is wrong. I have news for you. Right after the Tekiya was Taka the Shvisa. And what did he do with the Shaifa? Elamokim Tzanua Yeshlo Lechazna Knesses Bereish Gagoy. And it was a Mokim Tzanua Bereish Gagoy. ששם מניח שיפור, that he put the down the שיפה there, לפי שאין מטלטלין, לא יש השיפה ולא יש החצויצרת. So therefore, they did not even permit him to put a תחס גגוי. They wanted it should be בראש גגוי because there's an איסור טלטל of מוקצים. So ממילא יוסיף הכר that it was Shabbos right away, and therefore they wanted to make sure that he should put down the שיפה בראש גגוי. Because a shayfer is mukts and a shayfer is also betilt. Let us see Rashi. Chazan haknesse, shamish hatzibur, lahilich shayfari lebeise, to bring the shayfer to his house. Shoho yogag miyuchet begoy vahir v'emtze isa. He blew shayfer on a roof that was begoy vahir and them tzoyseir. Litkoyasha. Umisham aylichay lebeise, and from there he had to bring it to his house. Alma akati lo nokit kedusha Shabbos alayu. So Shavus is not right away. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. The start of the Varech l'shiyurim. Pomim shebeisei korev, pomim shebeisei rochek. So lemaisas barosh gagoy shetoka shom. So he left it there. Shein metaltalim afilu b'rishus hayochid. Afilu b'rishus hayochid. He should just put it down there. לא יש השויפה ולא יש החצויצרס. על כפונים, we see from this בראיסה that a שויפה and a חצויצרס are מוקצה. והסניה, so the Gemara asked, we learned in a בראיסה, שויפה מטלטל, וחצויצרס אינו מטלטלם. We learned that a שויפה is not מוקצה. אמר רב יוסף, לא יקש, he says, no, it depends. Kan biyochid, kan bitzibur. By a yochid, a shayfer is not mukze. By a tzibur, a shayfer is mukze. What is the difference? Let us see Rashi. Vosan ye shayfer metaltal. So Rashi explains already in the Kasha, why is it that way? Lefi shekofuf roishay. Because the head of the shayfer is bent. V'roi lishayv boi mayim v'lishtoi satinik. So one could chap water with it and give it to a tinik. So it means it's not too convenient for a gadol, but a kaponim could hold enough water for a tinik. So memele, so what does Rashi mean? So memele, it's a kli shemelachte lehetta. And say to hamoyre v'kechidish over here, according to Rashi. That even though the main shimush is a shayfer is not used to be shayev mayim, but since it has the shimush also, so that's mahapachit, that makes it a klisha malachte lehetta. So memele, so therefore, yeah, so, but it is only a klisha malachte lehetta for a yochid. That means a yochid that has small children, so memele, so he uses this shayfer for this purpose also. So memele for him, it is a klisha melachtei leheter also. The shayfer shel tzibur, that was only used for tzibur purposes. No, tzibur purposes, the only reason they needed a shayfer was to blow shayfer. So by them it was a klisha melachtei leheter. So for kelso, it's very good. That's what it said. Here we're speaking about the shayfer, we're speaking about the chazan haknesses. So he used a shayfer shel tzibur. So a shayfer shel tzibur is only used for blowing purposes. So therefore says, ein metaltalim lo yis a shayfer. That beraisa that says shayfer metaltal v'chatzaitzlis ein metaltalim is speaking about a shayfer shel yochit. So memel, that is the din of a klisha melachtoi lehet. Chatzaitzlis uktrashi pshuto, this is a straight instrument. Ve'ena ru'uya ela litkoya. This can only be used for blowing purposes. Vavidover shemelachte le'isel ve'osel mishemukte. So this is a kli shemelachte le'isel. So therefore you can't be metalful because of mukte. That was Rav Yosef Steretz. Amalei Abaye ubiyochid lemay chazi. Let's understand what you say. Abaye yochid. Why is it roi? Hoyl v'goyle gameya boy mayim litinik. That's making it a kli shemalach toy leheta. B'tzibo nami chosi legameya litinik oni. So Rashi says, shala tzibo lefalnasoy. There are yesaimim, there are nitzvachim. But the tzibo is also mechuyif to be metapol with these tinoikas. So memele, these kalim which belong to the tzibo also had this shimush of shavis mayim. So what's the difference? The soon abai is another shayla. We learned the zasanya. We learned kishem shemetaltalam es hashayfo kach metaltalam es chatzaitzres. We learned another baraisa. But you'll have to be metaltalach chatzaitzres. No. So you're saying the whole lomdus that one is permitted to be metaltal. A shayfer is because it's a cliche malachte lehete, so, but how could one be metalful chatzaitzes? So, elo, so Abaye said it's a different teretz. Loi kashe. There are three bereises, and they're going according to three tanoim. Ho, Rab Yehude, ho, Rab Shimon, ho, Rab Nechemya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ho, Rab Yehude, shayfer, that's what it says. The second halacha that we learned, shayfer mitaltel, v'chatzaitzreitz eino mitaltelim, v'muktzehu avol shayfer teiris kliyolo. Kedam oren leil, verkehrt, because a shayfer has a teiris keili, that's true, there's no difference between a yochid and a tzibur, since a shayfer has this potential, this shimush, even though it's not an ikar shimush, Shitas Rashi is, this is Mahapech, and makes it already a kli shemalachte lehet. So Mamel, that's why a shayfer one may be metalt. Ho diktoni talvayu metaltl mivnachatza itzreis. Rab Shimoni, the last line mukze. Rab Shimon Bechlal doesn't hold the union of mukze. So Mamel, even achatza itzreis is mutal letalt. Ho diktoni av shayfer ein metalplum. So here Rashi got stuck. What's wrong with a shayfer? Shayfer is a klisha malachte laheta. Rab Nechemye. What's Rab Nechemye? The Oma, Rab Nechemye says, afilu talvit. Talvit is a spoon. Afilu talis ein nitlin elo litzoyrech tashmishoy amiyuchit. That even a klisha malachte leheta legamri, a spoon, you could only be metaltal a spoon for the shimush it is aimed for. You cannot be metaltal a keli for a shimush that is a shimush aroi. So a spoon you can't use to bang something with it. You have to use a spoon only for soup. You can't use a spoon for something else. So memele, that is zicher, the ikar of a shayfer is not ligmoya mayim. So since this is not the shimush that it is miyuchit for, so that's why this tiltul is also. Ad kan shitas Rashi, and we're going to learn Taisus. Taisus has a different mahalach in the whole Gemara. But just let's summarize, Shitas Rashi is as follows. The Maskonas HaGemara, according to Abaye, is that a shayfer is a kli shemelachtei lehetel because of the shimush that it's roi lishev boi mayim velishtei katinik. It's zicha is a kli shemelachtei lehetel. The only one who asked tiltu a shayfer was Rab Nechemye, because he held even a kli shemelachtei lehetel is only mutter letalteloi for the shimush that it's miyuchit for, since it's not miyuchit for this, so therefore it's also betotal. Rab Shimon that doesn't hold muktas achatzaitzris is also mutter, even though it's a klisha malachta lisa. And Rabbi Yehuda is poshetaisis. Rabbi Yehuda does hold muktas achatzaitzris is a klisha malachta lisa, it's also. And the shayf is a klisha malachta laheta is mutter. That is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Vosanye shayfer metaltelim. Teimolari ha'kolchoch hay deshori letalto shayfer haynu letzayrich kupay er letzayrich mekayim. the Rii didn't want to buy what Rashi said. I said, this dictator that Rashi says that a shofar is a kli shemelachte leheper, because there's a shimush aroi of shavus mayim letinik chas v'shol. Taisi didn't want to buy it. This is a kli, look what the ikar shimush is. The ikar shimush is a kli shemelachte lis. So if that is the case, let's start learning that would it says shofar metaltel. Shayfa metaltel. So tilpul can only be letzayrich gufay or letzayrich mekaymay. A klisha melachte leiser is only mutter letzayrich gufay if you want to use the gufa keli, or letzayrich mekaymay, or you're moving it because you need the place where it is laying for your own shimush. Then that's the only time that a klisha melachte leiser is mutter letaltel. The mechamo letzayl, but if your whole purpose is you're not using it, you don't need the mokaim where it is lying, but you're moving it that it shouldn't get damaged. That means the keli finds itself, the sun is beating on it, so you want to take it out of the sun and bring it into the shade. Afilu Rab Shimon oisa, afilu the Rab Shimon who's makel by muktzah, he also asks, k'moy she'aforish b'samuch, the shayfa malachta le'isahu. And that kli she'malachta le'isah, Rav Shimon is also moida mechama le'tzeil is also. So memele, the biggest mekel would not be mekel mechama le'tzeil. So memele, so Tosfos has a very easy teretz to find for the Gemara's kasha. U'b'raisa de la'el da'osa la'atzniyoi. This chazan ha'knesses. But he was carrying the shofar. We asked the Chazan HaKnesses to carry the shofar. Hainu, that's latznia. Hainu mechama letzel. V'havi k'moy more shelo yigone v'peri kol hakelim. This is equal to a shovel that a person wants to move. It shouldn't get stolen. V'hainu tiltu shelo letzeirech. So memela, we have a more de keteretz. The Chazan HaKnesses, that his tiltu was to protect the keli, so that's mechama letzel. That is also by a klisha malach delisa. That what it says shayfa metaltu. So that the het the tiltel is letzel kufi letzel hakaymai. V'ay mari the mashmalei the also bebraisa de lael afilu letzel kufi yemakaymai. Now the machshon held that beraisa asa afilu letzel kufi yemakaymai. Why? Midiktoni lefishain metaltalin. He feels like one is not permitted to be metaltala shayfa. For lektoni lefishain matznian. He would say ain matznian. So that's specifying that atzno is also, because atzno is mechama letzel. But since he says ain metaltalin, why he says any total is also. Afilu letzel regufayim akaymoy. Oh, das is doch schwer. So kolchoch, he holds that afilu that says Guvi Mekayma is also. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Vim Toima, for Tosfos, the Kiv in the Airi, Hochi Ho, the Metaltal Shofar. So let's go back. The second Baraisa says Shofar Metaltal. So Tosfos that said Shofar Metaltal can only mean let's say Guvi, let's say Mekayma, because it's a Kalisha Malach Delisa. Im kein chatzitz reisamai ein metaltelen. So a man is shechiv. We're speaking about zeh guvit zeh mekayimis. So what's wrong with chatzitz reis? V'yesh leimer the chatzitz reis mukze yoiser mishayta. Chatzitz reis are a greater mukze than shayta. K'moy she'aforesh b'samuch. We'll see in the next thesis why. Is memele, so chatzaitzris is a klisha malach delisa that is also afilu tzeir gufay mekayme. Shayfer is a klisha malach delisa that's mutal tzeir gufay mekayme. That's how Taisus wants to learn shat in the sugya. Umiyu mitaych perish akundris mashma de shayf ava malach delata. Taisus Rashi learned a gor an andre malach that the shimush of shayfer makes it a klisha malach delata. But Taisus does not want to buy this pshat. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, metaltalin shayfer, afal gav the melachtel iser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, metaltalin shayfer, afal gav the melachtel iser. Even though it's melachtel iser, שורי לטלטלוי לצער גופו ימקיימוי צער גופו ימקיימוי זמות כדמוכר בפרק כל הקהילה דאמר רב מחבדוי של מלסה מוטו לטלטל בשבת רב said that if you had a broom, not a broom, a type of a brush that you used to sweep off the table with it that was made out of a cloth מחבדוי של מלסה מוטל לטלטל בשבת, because that's a klisha malachta lehet. Bishel tamra, but if you had a broom made out of leaves, of a lulav leaves, awesome. You're not allowed to be metalfut. Why? Lefi shemalachta leisa. Because this is a klisha malachta leisa. Why? Because a broom is mashve gumeis. When you sweep your mashve gumeis, So that goes into the category of boine. So therefore, a broom is a klisha melachta leisa. So therefore, it is also. So Rav said, he says, a broom that is made, that is miyuchit for a table, that's a klisha melachta leheta muta letalto. A broom that is a klisha melachta leisa is also letalto. Rabbi Loza Roma, av shel tamro. Rabbi Loza's matar av shel tamro. Fragt die Gemorre bei Mayas Kinon. What are we speaking about? I leimo le zeirich gufa yume koima. If Rabbi Lozer is matter. Le zeirich gufa yume koima. Boho. Leimo rav shel tamro loy. So rav aser shel tamre. Bo rav kirovis vire loy. The shori dove shemalach delisa le zeirich gufa yume koima. Rav holds like rove. So machloik is rove in rabbe. Rabbi, I think, holds Vavke Tzerich Gufa, Tzerich Mekoy Meina. But Rav Kerov is Svirelele, the Klishel Machtelisa is Mutl Tzerich Gufa Yu Mekoy. Fine. So the Gemara says over there that Rav Zicher has to hold that a Klishel Machtelisa is Mutl Tzerich Gufa Yu Tzerich Mekoy. Now, Be'i Rav Yehuda Osa, if we will say that Rav Yehuda Aser zaklishel melachtelisa letzerich gufa yitzerich mekoymoi. But Rav sovek Rav Yehuda. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda dislay mukze. Rav is Rav Yehuda zachosin. So here we have a gemara that says that Rav holds that a klishel melachtelisa is mutl tzerich gufa yitzerich mekoymoi. And we also know that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. So it seems Rav Yehuda also holds that a klishel melachtelisa is mutl tzerich gufa yitzerich mekoymoi. One guy. The Perek Toilin Gabi Ho De Porech La Paye Verobe. Mimano Shal Gabi Ho Amos. There it is speaking about the whole sugya. With a shoe that is on top of a form. The shail is if you're allowed to schlep out the form. The form is a klisha malach delisa. If you have to do this in Shabbos. Mashme Behedye. And that sugya, you could see claw. The Shari Rabbi Yehuda bedover shemalach telisa letzer gufa yimakayme. A second raya. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it's a klisha malach telisa, letzer gufa yimakayme is mutter. Vesanya nami bepeire kire, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol haneirosh shel matris, haneir is a klisha malach telisa, metaltlim, one is permitted to be metaltl, chutz min aner shedliki boi b'shabes, that it was used at Shabbos, or was a bosis to the shalheves, that ner is also. But like this, tamazoy aleichter is mutter. Tzerchuv yitzerch mekoy. So period. So memele, so now Tosfos is telling us, so that what Rabbi Yehuda says, that a shofar is metaltl, not the way Rashi says, because a shofar is a kli, no, a shev is a kli shemalach delisa, and Rabbi Yehuda also tzeich guvi tzeich mekayme is muta, and that's what metaltal means. Letzeich guvi tzeich mekayme. So why? What's wrong with chatzaitzritz? So here Tais is going to explain the chesaron of chatzaitzritz. Aval b'chatzaitzritz also why? Mishum dekiven deloichazi lemleches heter elamiyat. That means there are very rare instances that one could find a usage of a chatzaitzris, a meleches heter in Shabbos. is makzelei legamri mimelaches heter. So memele, so he's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's machmel by mukze, so he's mesir das from using achetzoitzres bechlau. That means as follows. A shofar that lemaise has some shimushim, you could use it to give a tinik. So memele, so he is not makze midatoi not to use the shofar on Shabbos. It might come into use. So since he's not makze daitoi from using it on Shabbos, so memele not is aloche, so a kli shemelachte lisele tzerech gufa is also mutter. That means that he didn't think of this shimush. Or tzerech mekayma is mutter. But since he wasn't makze daitoi from any shimush whatsoever, or from every shimush, from every shimush, so memele, so there's a teiris kli on it in Shabbos also, and tzeirah kuvin tzeirah mekoyme is mutter. Masha einken achatzoitzreis. Achatzoitzreis is, doesn't have a shimush shall heter at all, so he's maksedatoi. So there, filo tzeirah kuvin mekoyme is also. Vavi kemito sheyichto lemois veiniach alea mois. It's just like a mita that one was meyachet to hold mois, and he once put mois on it. That means there was a yichud, and there was hazmone. Amarav yud, amarav. Until now there's no mois on it, to also letaltolo. Umuki lo ke rabbi yud. Chmoikini shel tarne goylem damash molakamon, to also le rabbi yud, afilo tzair gufo yim mekoyne. So Taisvis comes out saying as follows, that a kli shemelachta leisel, that is miyuchid, only for meleches isel, meleches heta is very, very rarely done with this keli, so that is osa filotzer gufa yimekoyme. A kli shemelachta leisel, that his meleches heta that can be done with it, then there's a heta filotzer gufa yimekoyme. So therefore, the beraisa that said that a shayf is mutal etaltul, and Chatzaitzis is also a tal, so this goes according to Rab Yehuda. Ho Rab Shimon. The Baraisa that says that both are mutter, that's going according to Rab Shimon. The less lay mukta la mukta machmas chesoren kis. So memele, this lomdis, what Taisvis had mentioned before, that a Chatzaitzis, since there's no shimush regilo, so is makze daitoi minei? That shtik teure Rav Shimon doesn't know. So Rav Shimon considers achetzaitzritz also a klisha malachta leisa. So if it's a klisha malachta leisa, so therefore the tzeirich gufa yimakoyma, it is also mutter. But Taisvi says, obo vedavke, so that what Rav Shimon says, that a shayfer and achetzaitzritz a mutter letaltel, that's davke le tzeirich gufa yimakoyma. Rav Shimon also holds that a klisha malachta lisa is also mechama letzel. Letzel guvi mekoyme is mutter, even a chatzaitzris. Udavko tzel guvi mekoyme is dishori, abo mechama letzel, moide Rav Shimon dios. How do we know this? Tisnan beperi kol hakelim, noit el odom es hakunis. A person is permitted to take a hammer, lefatzeya boyeso agoizim. What should he do with the hammer? He's permitted to open up walnuts with the hammer. Kerdaim is allowed to take a axe. Lachtech by the veile. So, aber mechama letzel. Vaistois, aber mechama letzel. Not, this is called tzairich gufa. He's using the mukze for meleches heter. Aber mechama letzel also. Uche Rav Shimoni. In this Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. How do we know this? Ediktoni say for machat shel yad, little boy is a koitz. A machat shel yad, that means a needle that is used for sewing, a small needle, is permitted little boy is a koitz. Ubanachnokim muki loke Rav Shimon. That this aloche, little boy is a koitz, is a different shayla, he might make a chabure. So the Gemara says this is going according to Rav Shimon, and this is the seif of Yana Mishnah. So we see the whole Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. So the heter of Dakel Tzer Guvei Mekayme was said afilo according to Rav Shimon. ובשילי האויר גנמי מוכח מיני, דמאפס מוסה מוטה לחתחילה, דגמורה ברינגס הראייה פום מחת ליטלס הקויץ, that is permitted לחתחילה to take out a splinter, so the Gemara is machiach from that one is permitted to open up a blister in the or a pus pimple in Shabbos also muta lechatchila vahida mafis moves muk mikirabshim and bereish peirik shmei neshchotzim. So al kaponim, the safe of the Mishnah that is speaking about machat litzoles sakoitz, the safe is going according to Rab Shimon. So why is no Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon? בפרק באסטרנמי פשיטה לונדה מסיס נחול הקלם עושי כרב שמן וכלמר זה במוקצה מחמס חסור עם כיס מוידה רב שמן תסתן כל הקלם ליטל בשבס חוץ ממעשר הגודל וייסת של מחישה. So ממילא, so Taisvis proved with Kivalda Kibikiyas that this Mishnah which speaks about a klisha malachta leiser and is only matal lezayrich gufoi, this is going according to Rab Shimon. So, Afilo, according to Rab Shimon, it is only mutal and tzayre gufay. The gabi machbeido yishal tamre, the porich elo mechamo letzel, boho, leima rabolozo rab shel tamro. The Gemara, we tasted what down the Gemara before. We hear there a machloikis rab and rabolozo. Rav Asser tiltel machbeidu shel tamro and Rabbi Lozer was matter. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what kind of tilt are we speaking about. Are we speaking about tiltel tzairich gufoi? So why did Rav Asser? Are we speaking about mechamo letzel? Why was Rabbi Lozer matter? So this is another ray. Yishori Rab Shimon af mechamo letzel my kushi dulme Rabbi Lozer Rab Shimon svirale. So weiss doch ois noch amol that there is no one that holds that a klisha malachta liser is muta mechama letzel. So the vial, so that's our Taisvis is mevaya these two halachas. Rab Yehuda holds that not every klisha malachta liser is muta letzel gufi tzeich mekoimai. Davka klisha malachta liser that has a shimush that one will possibly use on Shabbos. So then it's muta letzel gufi tzeich mekoimai. Bachatzai tzreis is also, and Rav Shimon holds all kelim shemalachtam leisa amuta letzayrich gufum letzayrich mekayim. Now we hear a beraisa, the first beraisa that said ein metaltalim lo yes ha-shoifa v'lo yes ha-chatzaytzeres. So the Gemara says that's going according to Rav Nechemya. Ahi the osra shoifa v'chatzaytzeres. The Sanye bePeirik Chavis, we learned in Peirik Chavis, Afilu Talvit, Afilu Talis, Afilu Sakin, which are all Kalim Shemalachtam Laheta, Ein Neitlein Elo Litzayrech Tashmisham. One is permitted to be Metalflut only Litzayrech Tashmisham. Upeirish Bekuntris, Arashi says, what does that mean, Tzayrech Tashmisham? Tashmisham Hamiyuchid lohem. The one is only permitted to be metaltalit for that shimush that it is miyuchid for. Umashmele peilushi. So memela, a spoon is only permitted to use it to eat soup with it. But to bang on a glass, that's also, besides this of Hashemur's Keil, that'll be also, because that's not the Shemush HaMiyuchud Lo. So Memele, so what is Pshat Nagamor? So Pshat Nagamor says as follows, so Mashma LePerusha, the Kli Shemalachtoi Leisa, now a Kli Shemalachtoi Leisa, so if the Allah is one is only permitted to be metaltal a Kli, for what it's Miyuchud for, so memele, so klisha malachta leisa also letalta leshum tzayrich. So you can't be metalta for anything. Why? The miyuchid lemleches isa. So memele will clear a shayla if one is permitted to use a hammer to open up walnuts. No, it's not miyuchid for that. It's miyuchid to bang in nails. So Memele, you can only use it to bang your nails. And since you're not allowed to bang nails Shabbos, you're not allowed to be metaltal a hammer, according to Rav Nechemia. V'anan bo'inon she'em yuchid l'tzayrech oisai davor she'noit loy b'Shabbos. You can only, the tiltal that you're making in Shabbos has to be the tiltal what this keli is miyuchid for. So Memele, so according to Rav Nechemia, even a kli shemalach, as a kli, every kli shemalach to l'Israel is also the tautal. But now we have anything against the kli shemalach to l'Israel. It's equivalent to kli shemalach to l'Eta, which the whole heta tiltal is only l'mashim miyuchid lo. Because shelarabeinu tam, the omar b'peirik chavis, the Gemara says in peirik chavis as follows. Choyslois shel tamarim. Choyslois shel tamarim is a type of a basket that is made out of the leaves of a lulav, and that had a cover, and this cover used to be tied together with a rope. V'shel groigritz, or you have a choyslois shel groigritz, avoloi mafki avoloi choytech, but you're not allowed to cut it. Why are you allowed to cut the rope? Umuki lo ki Rav Nechemia. According to Rav Nechemia, you're not allowed to cut the rope with a knife. Why? So Rashi says, because a knife is used for stakes, not for ropes. So you're only permitted to use it. Therefore, you can't cut the rope with a knife. We're speaking about a lock that's tied together with a rope. So now we see this very interesting. Rabbi Natan did not want to buy Rashi's for it. I mean, Rashi says, Pshat, it's oimed to cut stakes, not ropes. But it seems that by the time held, if you look what the keli is miyuchet for, so there's certain shimushim. The shimush is chituch, cutting. To make to differentiate cutting ropes, cutting stakes, cutting bread, if it's miyuchet for cutting, that will understand. To take a spoon and to use it to bang on a glass, good, it's used for dipping into a liquid, not to banging on glasses. That he understood. But if you look at what the keli is miyuchet for, the yichud is cutting, and the mele, so all objects that are cut, is that's a tiltul for what it's miyuchet for. So therefore, the Rabbi Natan was not maskim with Rashi. For Rav Shimon hazok en hikshel leperish hakuntres. Another kasha. V'heichi kom harove v'peir kol hakelim. V'os the Rav Nechemya l'meima. V'afilu kli shemalachte l'heta. L'tzayrich gufei l'tzayrich mekoimoy ein mechama l'tzayloi. The Gemara says, according to Rav Nechemya, afilu a kli shemalachte l'heta. If you need davke the shimush hamyuchid loi, so davke l'tzayrich gufei l'tzayrich mekoimoy ein mechama l'tzayloi. So mechamal etzeloi, we understand very well, because that's not the shimush hamyuchad loy. The tiltal of a spoon is not mechamal etzel. So memele, one is not permitted to mitalto mechamal etzel. The tzeirich gufoy means you'll have to take the spoon and use it for soup. That's also good. But fraktais is echi shari letzeirich mekoim, letzeirich mekoim, if it's in your way. You need tashmish hamiyuchet loy. It's not miyuchet to take away. It's miyuchet to use, not to take away. So how could tzarech mekayme be mutter according to Rav Nechemya? And the Gemara says Rav Nechemya holds a klisha malachte lehetzer, and tzarech mekayme is mutter. But doich gebeinet hamloim leperish hakuntres de kaoris achesh ochlu behen, the derech lasiram kol shachoshiv tzayrich mekayim aitash misham miyuchad loy. That is the shimush. That's how you use spoons and plates. You bring them and you take them away. So memele, that's also called shimush. When it's in the way, you have to get it out of the way. That's called tashmish amiyuchad loy. Nira la rabbeinu tam. Oh, that's according to Rashi. But now let's see how the rabbeinu tam says. Nira la rabbeinu tam. לאישורי רב נחמיה אלא תשמש הרגיל לעשות בוי בחיל. The key word, the criteria, is not what the keli is miyuchet for. The key word is the shimush, which is rogel lasis by bechel, afilo einai tashmish amiyuchet loy. Afilo dover shemalachti leisir shori. Fakat, according to Rashi, a hammer is also a palpal, according to Rav Nechemia, because the tashmish amiyuchet loy is banging in nails. Taisa says no. Tashmish am yuchid loy, that's the word, tashmish arogil lasis boi bechel. One is only permitted to do a shimush, which is rogil lasis. So therefore, vafilu dover shemelachte leisir, shori. Kiven shederech oisei tashmish lasis mena bechel. One can do this, it's rogil lasis. Not the yichud of the keili, no, the regilus of the shimush. Kigoy. Coolness, lafatzeh, boyes, a geyser. That is done in the middle of the week. You can open up nuts with a hammer also. The kurdim, lachtech, boyes, advela. Fahainu, litzeirech, tashmishi, dekoma. What does he say? It's only mutter, litzeirech, tashmishi, kloima. Ma she rogel, lasseis, boy, bechel. That, what is rogel, lasseis, that is permitted in Shabbos also. So now we understand why the Tzeich Mekoyme is Mutter. That's also Rogel. It's not Miyuchet to take away, but it's Rogel to take away. That's not a Shimush Regilo. Uchigoyim Tashmish She'enoi Rogel. A Tashmish that is not Rogel, Lachtoich, Kigoyim. Choyslois shel tmorim besakin, oimano de kota bemisne, period. Aces, so now the Rabbeinu Tam says pshat nyene gemore, that since the criteria is the shimush arogul, so then you look at each shimush bazunda. This shimush of cutting string, it's not a shimush aragila. You don't use knives for strings. So memele, So therefore it is also to cut rope with it. According to Rashi, Taisvis held that if you look, you look at the shimush, you look at what the keli is miyuchet. The keli is miyuchet for cutting. Then you don't look at chafetzim. But if you look at shimush, then you're done on chafetzim. It would seem that is pshat in Taisvis. The Malay Haroyim Muchetzich and this Taisvis, why the Rabbeinu Tam understood Chafetzim according to his pshat and according to Rashi, pshat he didn't understand Chafetzim. Could be the beer what I said is Korob Lemes. But Al Koponim, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat. V'shoifer, now let's get back to our sugya. V'shoifer name ein derech b'choy l'gameya boi mayim l'tindik. It's not rogil that this shimush should be used. Is memele, so therefore, since it's not rogel, so in Shabbos also, so in Shabbos also, so this shimush is a shimush which is also afilu legamei by mayim letinik. So therefore it's also, so there's no tilpul whatsoever. So memele, so therefore it says bein shayf and bein chatzaitzreis is also. Asoki bekelim, v'stanya beperikol hakelim, emasikim bekelim, umukil hakerav nechemye. That also, since it's not rogel to use kelim as firewood, so memele, so that's awesome. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam raya, miperikol hakelim. This nan, we learned as follows. Kol hakelim nitlin litzoyrech v'sheloy litzoyrech. All kelim are nitlon letzoyrech v'shaloy letzoyrech. Rab Nechemya oimer ein nitlon elo letzoyrech. So letzoyrech, what did that mean? Tam loim pshat. Letzoyrech means l'dov ma'asher regilim, only for a shimush that's rog. Meforish rabba v'gmore dovor shemalachte lehetel letzoyrech gufoy letzoyrech mekoymoy dovor shemalachte leisel. לצרך ופוי אין, לצרך מקיים אלוהי. That's how Rabbi explains this Mishnah. רכתס וסבחשתם מלוי להזכיר דובר שמלאכת אליסה. Given the masnissen loy airi ella bemelachte lehetta. So why is Rabbi coming to tell us now the din of a klisha melachte lisa, which Rabbi holds, is only mutal tzer kufit na letzer mekayme? It says no shayches with the Mishnah. Alavadai mishum Rab Nechem Yenokte. He's telling us this aloche that we should understand Rab Nechem. The boy lemeima. He wants to say as follows. Also, Rab Nechemya lemeima. Tafilu dovo shemelachte lehetta. Because he says over there that Rab Nechemya says, afilu adovo shemelachte lehetta. Also, is the same like a klisha melachte lisa. Mishum damash for Rab Nechemya. Melachte lehetta le melachte lisa. Not at melachte lisa. The Rab Nechemya talvayu. Letzayrer gufay shari, letzayrer gufay is muta, letzayrer mekaymai loy, letzayrer mekaymai will be yasa. Ol rove talvayu, letzayrer gufay mekaymai shari, mechame letzayer loy, veloshen afilu mashme nami ochi. Loshen afilu wants to say afilu a kli shemelachte leheta. Afilu a kli shemelachte leheta, it has the same aloches of a kli shemelachte leisa. Rabbi Kivega says pshat in the Shita Sarabeinu Tam as follows: kli shemelachte leisa, v'yesh bohem tashmishei heta harigilim b'chol, a kli shemelachte leisa. And it has tashmishei heta horigilim b'chol kigoyin kulnis lefatzeya. So then, av letzayrich mekayme muta. A kulnis lefatzeya is letzayrich mekayme also muta. D'chol sheyesh mitziyis heter b'shabis letaltel legufei. If there's a possibility to be metaltel legufei, muter av letzayrich mekayme. Afilu according to Rab Nechemya, if there is a shimush or a gila, there is a tzayrich gufoy that is possible in Shabbos, so then it's mutal tzayrich mekayme also. Avol shayfo, afilu klishim lachtelis, avol shayfo, the ein regilin litim boy mayim letinik. There's no shimush or a gila, afilu. There's no shimush aragila shel heter. Rav Nechemya also letaltel elitein mayim letinuk, because that's not a shimush aragila. V'lekem etzi is tiltel legufay. V'zeh gam letzayrich mekaymai also. Then tzayrich mekaymai is also. So it means that the din of tzayrich mekaymai is totally if there's a tashmish regila letzayrich gufay. That means if there's a tashmish regila letzayrich gufay, then letzayrich mekaymai is muta. If there's no tashmish regila, then letzayrich mekaymai. Then it's also everything. Side tzayrich gufay, side tzayrich mekaymai. Zachte gemara weiter. Umay shayfa nami chatzaitzres. Let us see Rashi. Umay shayfer diktoni behid Rab Nechemya. The oyser, the one who asks, is Rab Nechemya. So what does Rab Nechemya say? Ein metalplem loyes a shayfer, v'loyes a chatzaitzes. So lechayre it's zu, vein tzorach loyma zu toni. A shayfer is tachfolk besa, a shayfer is roile gamea boi mayim. So why did he say first shayf and then he said chatzaitzre? So the Gemara says now a shtik teire. Oh my shayf a diktoni bid Rab Nechemya, the atem is bo le chatzaitzre, le yisure, ve kim in the toni metaltel mes a shayf, if one is not permitted to metaltel a shayf, asu lo yitzoich le misne chatzaitzre, the kol shkeni, hoyol ve niroi le gamei a boitinik. El a shayf a diktoni reishe, hu chatzaitzre, the chatzaitzer, that's what he calls a shayfer is a chatzaitzer. The chatzaitzer is the tonne b'sefer who shayfer. Ishtanu shemayu kidrav chistes. He says, the Gemara is going to tell us now that after Chulban Abayis, there are certain things that the names changed. Kidrav chistes. The Omar Rav chistes. Hani tlat milay ishtanu shemayu michichora beis hamikdosh. That means what used to be called a chatzaitzres is now called a shayfa. Shayfa chatzaitzrosa. And fakir tastes, what used to be called a chatzaitzres is now called a shayfa. So now we understand why the Rav Nechemya was magdim loyes a shayfa, but loyes a chatzaitzres. He's really saying loyes a chatzaitzres, but loyes a shayfa. And it's leizu abzu. I don't understand. We hear the other braises going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shayfer metalto. The chatzaitzer say in metalto. Rabbi Yehuda was before Chulban Abayis. Lachayre, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I think they're also after Chulban Abayis. So why Rabbi Yehuda says Shayfer is a Shayfer? Beisach nish. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was before Chulban Abayis. But as Rav Chisda said, after the Chulban, so what is called now a Chatzaitzris is really a Shaifa, or what is called a Shaifa is really a Chatzaitzris. L'mayin afkemino, why do we have to know this? L'shaifa sh'roi sh'shana. L'shaifa sh'roi sh'shana z'krashi. Ain't taken ala bo'oisoi sh'amoretz k'ayrim Chatzaitzris. You can only, what is now called Chatzaitzris, that's what we blow. V'hu Shaifa. Oyim bo'a ma'oretz li'shal b'may yitoka. That's one of the things that the name changed. Arove tzivtzefo arove. L'may napkemina lelulav. Rashi tzivtzefo psula lelulav. It's a type of a leaf that goes on a branch, but this is psula lelulav. Va'ola shelo ogul, because the leaf is not the shape of a rova, which is mouth shaped, it's roundish. Bikonish Allah loving, and the branch, the stem is white, not red. So Mamela, that also changed. Lamainapkamina Lulula. So you have to ask nowadays for a tzavtzifa, not for a rova. The third thing, Pseira, Pseirta, Pseirta, Pseira. That Pseira is a big table. Pseirta is a small table. So now it's been apachu. We call a big table pseirto, and a small table we call pseiro. L'mayin afkemina l'mekech hememka. Before we go into the lomdus of the Gemara, it's kedai to tell over meire de kevod from the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer says, what's pshat these three things changed after Chulban Abayis? The Chsam Sofer says as follows. The purpose of a chatzaitzris was for a yom tzorah. By a tainis, chatzaitzris marichim. Chatzaitzris is meyuchet for tzorah. Shayfar, they blew, b'moyadechem, b'shoshone, yomte, and you blow a shayfar. So the chatzaitzris was for the tzorahs, and the shayfar was for the yomim tovim. The Gemara, after the Chulban Abayis, so we have to know, it's punkfakel. That when after the Chulban Abayis, Hatzores vahatainis heime l'toiva. This is l'toiva seino. The yoy and the yusel Yisrael. Hakel, when Yidin gefinnen sich in Tzores, they come out better in Ruchnias. Hepech al tismach Yisrael al gil ha'amim. When the things are going good, they're very happy, then there's a iruv with the goyim. So memele, so by us, The shayfer is the chatzaitre. What is good for us, the chatzaitre. And fakel. And the chatzaitre is the shayfer, that's bad for us. That's in this one. Arove in tavtsefo, we are bekant, and arove is ein by tam, ein by reyach. Tavtsefo is a lotion of speaking, the tavtsef. So he says now, after the Chuban Habayis, the Arove, the low people, Ein Bei Tam, Ein Bei Reyach, they're the Rosh HaMedabrim. So the Arove became the Tatsifah. And the Tatsifah, those who should be the Rosh HaMedabrim, they became the Arove. And the third Inyan of Pseira Pseirta, that now the small Shulchan is called the big Shulchan, he says, in Pirkei Avos, it says, Al tis'ave l'shulchanon, shel shulchanach gadol mishulchanon. So before Chuban Habayis, we knew that the Shulchan of a Talmud Chochem is bigger than the Shulchan Melochem. But now, the Pseir Toh, the Klein Tish, is geworden a Greise Tish, and the Greise Tish is geworden a Klein Tish. That is the three Inyonim.